Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page Ayin Hey. We're about to turn on to page 150. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Kishemafsik lahavdil, when one stops his eating or drinking, like we discussed last night, to make Havdalah, Eino tzarech levarech bari priagofen al kosha havdala. He does not need to make a bracha bari priagofen on the cup of the havdala. V'yesh omrim shetzarech, and some says that he does need to make a bracha bari priagofen. Let's see the Mishabura, what's going on over here. Sivkotan tes, shemasik lahavdil. Hainu afilu im hoya kavua mitchila lishtia levad. To mechuyev lahasik. We discussed last night, if a person was eating, was drinking only as Shabbos was coming to a close, so then we said, when it gets dark, he's mechuyev to stop drinking. Afilu hachi eino tzarech levarich ato bay pragafen. Assuming he was drinking wine before he made a bay pragafen, and now it becomes dark, so now he must stop, or even safich hashech hashkia, he must stop drinking. So even then, if he makes a havdalah, he does not need to say another bay pragafen. Sheniftar bibirchas bari priagofen sheberach ashtia harishona. He's already yotze with the bari priagofen that he made on the earlier drinking. The ain't tzarech lomer, and needless to say, im koi beemtza achilaso, if he's not just in the middle of drinking wine, but he's in the middle of eating shalashudas, she'enu tzarech min adin lahafsek, he doesn't need to stop in the middle of his suda to make havdalah. V'rotze ato lahavdil al yayin, if for some reason he wants to stop in the middle of shalashudas and he wants to make havdalah al yayin, she'eino tzarech levarech ala b'ray pragafen. Then for sure he does not need to make a b'ray pragafen on the wine of the Havdalah. Im kvar b'rach b'ray pragafen ala yayin she'besel chasuda, if he made a bracha on the wine during the suda, o she'lifnei ha'suda, or on the wine before the suda. V'chein im mavdil ala sheikhar b'sel chasuda, so too if a person is making Havdalah on beer during a suda, eino tzarech levarech shahakal, he would not have to make a shahakal on that beer. Afilu im lo b'rach klal shahakal mit, even if he did not yet make a shahakal before that, shebirchas hamotzi poterososa, the hamotzi covers shahakals, and therefore he will not need a bracha. To summarize what we're saying over here, the first sheet is, a person, if he stops his drinking of wine in order to make havdalah, he does not need a new boy piragofen on the wine of the havdalah, because he already made a boy piragofen. And certainly, if he's stopping in the middle of shalashudas to make havdalah, if he has already made a bracha on wine in the beginning of the suda, or the middle of the suda, he will not need a new boy piragofen. And if he's making havdalah on beer, even if he made no shahakal before, but he made a hamotzi, hamotzi covers shahakal, so he can go ahead and make havdalah, no shahakal on the beer. That is shita number one. And then we said, Yesh Omrim Shetzarech, Sekotan Yud. The Mechaber said in the second shita, there are those who say that you do have to make another bracha of Bari Pragothim. Svira Luhu, they hold, the kosh al Havdalah hu inyan bifnei atzmo. The Havdalah kosh is its own thing. The ain't Shaykh Lasuda, it has no connection to the Suda. So even though it's true, you might have made a Bari Pragothim on the wine before the Suda or during the Suda, you still need a new Bari Pragothim on the wine of the Havdalah. The ha'ikar kedeya rishona, zakta chavetz chaim, the ikar halacha is like the first shita, that you do not need a new bracha, bar pregafen on the havdalah, or a shahakal if you're making havdalah on the beer during your suda. Umikomakom tov lizar lachadchila shalo lahavdil basuda. But really, since it's a machlokas, it's best to avoid it. You should ideally not be making havdalah during a suda. Lo ala sheikha velo ala yayin, not on beer, not on wine. Imkvar beirach mitchil ala yayin, if you already made a bracha on the wine during that suda, don't make havdalah on wine, because now you're entering a suffix. Do I need another bari pragafen or do I not? So best to avoid it. However, but if he's in a situation that he's forced to stop in the middle of his whatever he's doing, eating or drinking to make havdalah, kigon shehaya osek mitchila b'shtiyah levad, the example is he was just drinking wine. So there we said you mechuyev to stop when it comes shkia, and now he wants to make havdalah. So now he's facing this machlokas: does he make a new bar pragafen or not? So says the mishabura lo yivarech. In that case where he was drinking wine, he already made a bar pragafen. He's mechuyev to stop his drinking to make havdalah. So now he makes havdalah. He does not need a new bar pragafen. The ikar kedei arishona, the ikar halacha is like the first shita, that the bracha you made before covers the havdalah. You will just make the bracha of the havdalah. You will not make a new bari piragofen. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Dalit. Kishaya ochel v'choshcha. A person was eating a suda. He was eating shalashudas, and it got dark. Shamarnu she'eino tzarech lahasik. We discussed yesterday, he does not need to stop his shalosh shunas, even though it got dark, once he started mibod yom. So gomer suda, so he finishes his suda of shalosh shunas, umuvarich birchas hamazon ala kos. And then he benches with a kos, v'achar kach mavdil olav. We're assuming he has only one kos, so he'll first bench on the kos, and before drinking it, he'll make havdol on the same kos, and then he'll drink it. V'im yeshlo shnei kosos, but if he happens to have two cups of wine, mevorech birchas hamozon al echor umavdil al echor, then he splits it up, he benches on one kos, and he makes havdalah on the other kos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph, umevorech. Again, this is going back in the first case where the Mechaber said, you were eating shalosh shudas, it got dark, you don't have to stop your suda. Finish your suda, and then you bench ala kos. Hainu l'man de'omer b'rechas ha'mazon tu'na kos. This is going, obviously, the feed of man de'omer that says that benching requires a kos. V'ayin simen kuf pe'beis sif alfa. We discussed that machlokas. Siv katan yud beis, he's mevarech b'rechas ha'mazon ala kos. V'eino to'amo, but he does not taste any of the wine. Ar achar havdolah. Until after Havdalah, so he benches on the coast, he does not make a boy pragafen on the coast, he then makes Havdalah on the same coast, and then afterwards, he will drink the wine. So says the Mishibun Yudbeis, the Eino Tomu at Achar Havdalah Kadesh Lo Yivkamenu. Because if he's gonna drink it first, after the benching of the Suda, so then he already has a coast pugum, it's better not to make Havdalah, as we know, on a coast pugum. So in that case, he benches on the coast, does not make a boy bragoth, makes Havdalah on the coast, and then he drinks the coast that is covering both of the things that it was on, the benching and the Havdalah. Siv katan yud gimel v'im yesh lo shnei kosos. But we said if he has two kosos, he uses the first kos for benching, and he uses the second kos for Havdalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Hatam, the reason why he splits it up, the Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushas Al Kos Echad, we know Ein Osem Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, you do not do two Kedushas on one kos, you do not bench and make Havdalah on the same kos. The Reisha, the Ein Lo Ki'im Echad Shani, the Reisha where you only had one kos, you had no choice, so then you could bench and make Havdalah on the same kos. But if you have the option of two kosos, you bench on kos one, and then you make Havdalah on kos two, you don't mix and match, and put two Kedushos on one kos. In that case, we have two kosas, very important, Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalid. So you bench on kos number one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, umutar lishtos me'akos. After benching, before Havdalah, you are allowed to drink from that kos. Afshu kodem Havdalah. You benched already, it's before Havdalah, you're allowed to drink the kos birchas hamazon. Why? The kos shel birchas hamazon shayach lasuda. Since this kos of birchas hamazon is connected back to the suda, it's considered part of the suda, and you can drink the wine after the benching before Havdalah. However, don't walk out now. V'chol zeh l'mishin nisar tamid l'varach ala kos. That's only one who is always super careful to always bench on a kos. Aval l'mishin mevarach l'fa'amin below kos. But like us, that we sometimes, many times, we bench without a kos. L'fisha somech ala poskim, because they rely on the shitas that hold. Shesvir lu de'ein birchas hamazon tu'un a kos. If you hold like the shitas that we hold like, that birchas hamazon be'etzem is ena to unikos, so we sometimes use a kos, sometimes don't use a kos. In that case, oser lo lishtos atam yakos birchas hamazon kodem havdalah. Like we know, when you're benching on a kos by shalosh shudas, we do not drink the wine after benching before havdalah. That is because we hold nikar adin that you do not need a kos birchas hamazon. We just do it sometimes because it's better to do it, but we don't hold that you need it. If you would hold that you need it and you would always bench with a kos, then you could drink it. But we who hold that you don't need a kos, then you cannot drink the wine of the birchas hamazon before making havdalah. The kos of a chay adam, very important chay adam. The zed dafkin who kfar vaday chashecha. That's only if it's vaday laila, it's tzeisa gochavim. That's when you can't drink the kos of the birchas hamazon. Avalim hu safi chashecha, but if it's only peshkia, nire di yocho lishos mikosha birchas hamazon, then you are allowed to drink the kos of benching. Af mi sheenu nizer tamil levarach ala kos. Even though you normally do not bench on a kos, or you don't always bench on a kos, you could still drink from the kos if it's bein hashmashos, as long as it is not Vaday Laila. That is what the Chay Adam writes. Very important note over here, note number 19. I'd like to skip to the third paragraph of note 19, where we have a Sheva Brachos at Shalosh Shudas. Ule'inyan Shtiyas Koshal Sheva Brachos Besudah Shlishas. You have a Shalosh Shudas, that's a Sheva Brachos. So the Eish Shel Avram writes, Sha'af hanohagim levarech bechazamozim below kos. Even those who are normally noeg to bench without a kos, yicholim l'shtosa, you can drink the kos of the Sheva Brachos by Shalashudis, even though it's after dark. She'im lo kein lo yu el sheish brachos. Because if you're not going to drink the wine, you're only going to have six brachos, and you're supposed to have seven. Umin aroish yu sheva. There's a reason why they call it Sheva Brachos. You're supposed to have seven brachos. If you're not drinking the wine, you only have six brachos. Therefore, it's up to Eshel Avram, when it's Shalashudis of a Sheva Brachos, you can, in fact, drink the wine. V'chein koso b'shalom shivas minchas yitzchok, shekein hu minag ha'olam, that is the minag ha'olam. V'hosef and he has on, sheyesha koso, some write, shachoson yizamein ala kos. In that case, where there's sheva brachos and shalashudas, the choson should lead the benching. Kedei sheyucha l'shtoso, so he could drink the wine. Kemosha nog, like the minag is, shachoson shosa mea kos, the choson drinks on the kos. V'chein das agon rav yashiv. So when there is sheva brachos at shalashudas and you're benching after Vaday Laila, says the Chachamim ready, the Chasan should lead the benching, he should drink the wine. Ubishal Shiva's Igris Moshe, Kosav, Sherak HaChasan V'Akala Yishtu Me'akos. Rav Moshe writes, only the Chasan and Kala should drink from the coast. Kevon She'achiyuv Levarach HaLakos Ubishvil HaChasan V'Akala. The whole Chiyuv, the whole Sheva Brachos, is because of the Chasan and Kala, they're the only ones who should be drinking from the coast. If you look at the very end of this note number 19, Me'idach on the other hand, Das HaMaril Diskin, V'Agon Ruchayim Ibrisk. So Reb Chaim and the Meral Diskin hold Sha'osar Lishos Menakos Kodem Havdola Klal. It's out. Even a Chasan and Kala, you cannot drink from the coast. You'll skip the bracha by Pinagofa, and you only have six brachos in that case. But the Minhag Olam is probably like Rav Moshe, that we do, if I remember correctly, that we do make the bracha, and we are knowing that the Chasan, if people know this idea, that the Chasan in fact leads the benching, he does a Zimun, and then the Chasan and the Kala alone will drink from the coast. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hay. Ta'a the ochal kodem shehivdil. A person made a mistake and he ate before Abdullah. Yochal lahavdil achakach. He doesn't lose out. He can still make Abdullah afterwards. You're not allowed to eat before Abdullah, but if you did, you did. So you can still make Abdullah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezvav. Ta'a the ochal. Vehu adin im hezid v'ochal. This is not limited to a mistake, even if he ate on purpose. For whatever reason, he ate on purpose, he's still allowed to make Abdullah afterwards. After ovad b'mezid. Even though he did it b'mezid, mikom akom tzarech lahavdil achakach b'layli. Still has to make Abdullah at night. Ela urcha de milsa nokat. The Mechaber just says if a person accidentally ate, is because that's a classic case. The person's not eating on purpose, so he's not allowed to eat. So the classic case if he ate is he ate by accident, but who adin if he did it on purpose? V'chein mashakos of achakach b'sivov. And so too what we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. In Sifov, Shochach v'lo hivdil. Talk tomorrow night in Mirtz Hashem about a person who forgot to make Havdalah, that he still has till Tuesday to make Havdalah. That's tomorrow night's discussion. There also the Mechaber says, Shochach v'lo hivdil, hu adin behezev v'lo hivdil. Again, it's Lav Dafka. That's the more common case. Why not making Havdalah Motzei Shabbos? You forgot. But so too, if for some reason you're angry at Hashem, Chas v'shalmi, you're not making Havdalah, and then you feel bad, so the same thing would apply. You can make Havdalah till Tuesday. It's not limited to a case of Shochach. I'd like to read note number 21 and then see a couple of Birar Lachas. Note number 21. So we're discussing over here in Sif Hey, if you accidentally ate, you could still make Havdalah afterwards. V'im kvar not al yodav. Let's say you washed your hands from Lav Malka. V'acha shebotza minapas kodem achil. You made the hamotzi. You took a piece of bread. You're ready to eat it. Nizkar shelo hivdil. You realize after you made your hamotzi, the bread's in your hand. You forgot to make Havdalah. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. What do? You already made hamotzi. So the Rama wrote earlier in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sheyochal Tchila V'Achagach Yavdil. You should eat first. You made a bracha of hamotzi. Eat first, make havdalah afterwards. Upirasham Mishaburasham Sheyitum Rak Miprusas Hamotzi. Just eat from that little piece of hamotzi. Ubetama Davar Kasa Shelotia Brachas Hamotzi Levatala. We don't want the bracha to be a bracha levatala. So in that case, you know you're not allowed to eat for havdalah. You realize you forgot havdalah, but you already made the bracha. When you realize it, so take a little bit of the hamotzi. You'll make havdalah afterwards. V'hosef in the Shibura ends off. Shall asovrim shechiyav havdalah hu midirabbanan. According to those who hold that havdalah is only midirabbanan, ain't sarach lahasik beemtza suda. You don't even have to stop in the middle of the suda for havdalah. Elagomer sudasa l'mavdil. Because when it's a dirabbanan, even if you start eating beisra, you don't have to stop. For the raisa you do. For the rabbanan you don't have to. So if you hold havdalah as dirabbanan, you can finish your suda and make havdalah afterwards. I'd like to point out two bir halachas. One is back on page ayin hey on the bottom, the last one. Going back to the first sif that we saw tonight, we said when you're mafsik, either you're eating or you're drinking to make havdalah, you don't need a new bari piragofen. So the Be'er Halacha writes the bottom two lines: Gam Birchas Samotzi Einot Sarach Levarach LeKuliyama Keshechozer Ligmer Sudasu Achar Avdala. If for some reason you were in the middle of a suda, we said you don't have to stop to make Avdala, but you chose to stop in the middle to make Avdala, now you want to continue on eating more Shalosh Shittos, you do not need to make a new Hamotzi on the bread you can eat afterwards. Acharei de Medina lo haya tzarach lahasik b'emtza suda. Since the Ikra Halacha is, you didn't have to stop during the suda. Again, like we saw in the Mishabura, when the Ikra Halacha is, you have to stop, so then there's a discussion about making another bracha. But if you don't have to stop, you chose to stop, for sure you don't need a bracha, so just like you won't need a boy pregafen, on the Havdalah, you will not need a new hamotzi on the bread that you eat afterwards. So again, he writes, Acharei de Medina lo haya tzarach lahasik b'emtza hasuda lahavdil. So kein muchach le'el b'reish ayin aleph sif dalet ayin shom. Umashakasa l'magin Avram, and that which the Magin Avram writes, b'sov sif katun vav v'yesh machlokes and b'varach achak ha-motzi. The Magin Avram writes, it's a machlokes if you need another motzi afterwards. Hu tamua ma'od. Says the Chavos Chaim, that's a wonder. B'chor, you don't need one at all. Ukfar tamu olav ha'achronim bezad. The achronim already are bewildered by this Magin Avram. One last Be'er Halacha on page 150, the third to last line. On the second halacha that we saw tonight, that if a person is in the middle of eating Shalosh Shittos, it gets dark. He said if he has two kosos, on one kos he benches, on the second kos he makes Avdalah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Mevorech birchas hamazon al echad, v'shosehu. You make birchas hamazon on one cup and you drink it. Kimo shekosadim v'shibura. Again, like we saw in the Mishibura, someone who always benches al kos is allowed to drink it even before Avdalah. Umispalil, and then he davens Mariv, the achar kach mavdil al ha'achir, and then he'll make Havdalah on the second coast. Aval Beresha, she'enu el ha'kos echa, but in the first case of the Mechaber, we only had one coast, ve'enu yochel lishtos mimenu ar achar Havdalah. In that case, he can't drink after the Berachas HaMazon, he'll make a pogum for Havdalah. So he has the bench and Havdalah, and then he drinks, mashma mibach for zarua, the yavdil miyad kodem atfila. In that case, don't daven ma'ariv first. Bench, make havdala, and drink the kos. V'atam, the reason is, kedei shlo yis'acher shtiyas ha'kos harbin me'esha berach ala berachas ha'mazon. Once you use this kos for benching, and now you're using the same kos for havdala, we're not going to bench on a kos, then daven ma'ariv, then make havdala on the kos, and then drink it. That's a very big hefsek between your berachas ha'mazon and your drinking. In the case, we have two kosos, so you made berachas ha'mazon on kos one, you drank it. So now daven ma'ariv, make havdala on kos number two. If you only have one kos, and it's being used for benching and for havdala, don't daven ma'ariv in the middle. It's a big hesek, not that you're making a bar pragoth in them, but still, if the kos is on the brachas hamazon, it's not kedai to bench, daven ma'ariv, havdalah, and only then drink the wine, which is really going back on the brachas hamazon as well. That's what he writes in the top line of Ayin Vav. Kedei shlo yis'acher shtiyas ha'kos harbin me'esha berach ala brachas hamazon. Aval ein ha'olam no hagin kem. Bezad l'chavos chayim, that's not the minog. Ella, what we do is, mispalin v'acher kach madilin, we daven first. Anyway, we make havdalah afterwards. V'chei mashma k'tzas b'derach ha'chayim. And that's how it's mashma a little bit in the derach ha'chayim. We will stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.